Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. David Golden is here. David is a new friend. He's the president and CEO of AmeriMerchant, which is a leading provider of working capital for small businesses, including cash advances, business loans, inventory purchase program, asset lending, as we've talked about on the show many times before. David is a serial entrepreneur. He founded this company, was not his first company to found and operate successfully. And he's here to talk to us right now about some things you and I can do to get more business right now. David Golden, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your success. Okay, so you were involved in, you were somewhat involved in Small Business Saturday, right?
Well, many of our clients are, yeah. that are on the retail side.
How did that turn out? How do you think Small Business Saturday turned out?
I think as time goes on, more and more people are becoming aware of it. You know, obviously Black Friday tends to be big with the big major retail chains with their doorbusters and so forth. But I think as time goes on, and especially with the younger generations that are more prone to, you know, using the internet and social media,
right.
I think you're going to see year over year an increase in Small Business Saturday activity.
Well, I didn't make a big deal out of Small Business Saturday, and not for any political reason, but I make a big deal out of Small Business every Saturday around here. We celebrate Small Business every week around here, and not just any particular Saturday. But you've got some ideas on some things that small business owners can do, especially in the retail area, that they can do to make sure that they wrap up the year in good fashion. What are your thoughts?
Sure. Well, keep in mind, obviously, the holiday season is the one time of year where, especially, you know, on the corporate side as well as the consumer side, you know, I don't want to use the word force, but it's in our culture to purchase gifts or give gifts this time of year. So it's really...
It's called obligation, David. Let's call it
a social obligation.
That's right.
So what a business owner wants to make sure is that they're properly prepared. While the economy can go up and down, typically the fourth quarter, no matter good times or bad, there's still that social obligation to go out and purchase gifts. And business owners have to make sure that they're stocking their shelves properly. And many business owners don't have credit where they are doing a lot of COD or cash on delivery from their vendors and suppliers, so it may be a little challenging. But the last thing a retailer wants to have are empty shelves when you have prospective buyers coming into their store. So yeah. Definitely probably the most important thing, if you had item of everything, is making sure there's enough inventory in your store, assuming, you know, we're discussing retail right now, to, you know, satisfy the consumer demands.
And I'd like to stick in there something that helps you to augment your capital situation, and that's just-in-time delivery, rather than just-in-case inventory. Because, as you know, David, you can get upside down with inventory if you're not careful. And if you've got some items, especially if you can get next-day delivery, a lot of times, if you've got something people can see and hold, if you can tell them, I'll have this here for you tomorrow, and we'll deliver it, let's say, or, you know, make it easy on the customer, then that allows you to sell a product. And with the inventory management and logistics that we have these days, there's no reason for a small business owner to get upside down with their inventory. What do you think?
No, that's definitely true, but again, it also depends on the size of the store. I agree with your point, but it also depends. Some of the smaller towns or smaller retailers may not have that relationship with their vendors where they may not be, you know, the first priority on their radar.
Right.
So it's really a fine balance, as you said, between just-in-time delivery, which, you know, tends to be more for, you know, obviously the term small business, and, you know, there's a huge disparity between a small business and, say, a major retail store like a Best
right.
Buy. But somewhere in between, the medium-sized stores tend to have that ability, where the really small retailers may not have that type of relationship with some of their vendors to get that just-in-time delivery.
Well, and if it's closed, that, you know, everything I just said, forget about it. because the women in my life have this thing that they say, it looks good on. Well, you can't put it on if it's not there. So
that's absolutely correct.
When it
correct.
Comes to apparel, everything I just said, just throw that out the window. All right, what's next, David?
Well, the next thing is, one of your first questions you had asked me was, you know, about Small Business Saturday, you know, how I think that went. Excuse me. And the it really comes down to awareness. And the way the world's evolving today, if you want to fast forward 5, 10, 15 years from now, the usage of print publications and non-digital media is going to be less and less. In fact, you're reading major publications are scaling back on their print, and some are even discontinuing.
Yep.
So it's really making sure that as a small business that you're really up to speed with your digital marketing and social media campaign. I mean, essentially, it would be if I asked a business owner, well, what do you think about not having a phone in your store? They would think we're crazy, where a customer couldn't reach them. Mm-hmm. That's really the same thing as not having a social media presence today as a retail store, whether it's, you know, a Facebook presence, a Twitter presence, having a list of customers to update via email. So most of their customers today are online, and if they're not online, they're really going to be losing out to the competition.
You know, one of the things that the pros call will point this out, but I think the average small business owner doesn't appreciate the fact that a YouTube channel or a Vimeo channel is social media as well, and a very powerful form of social media. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with that. I mean, people like seeing things, people like hearing things in this society, especially people who are traveling, commuting, where, you know, they try and kill downtime or boredom. You know, people are glued to their smartphones, and, you know, it's an opportunity for retailers these days where, you know, they can get more of a viral social marketing YouTube campaign than they probably can get over a national television commercial.
Absolutely. So, and folks, you don't have to be a movie star. You don't have to have high production value to do it. Just make it happen. Go online and check out some of the products that are, some of the things that people are doing out there. Some people, regular small business owners, just like you, see what they're doing with video. It's really powerful. I got time for one more good tip, David.
Well, I think the key is customization. You know, people, everything in life is not always about the least expensive price. It's about service and accommodation, especially the people's busy lifestyles. If a store is opening up for extended hours, if they're able to add that personalized service with delivering right to their house, or, you know, making sure something's custom ordered, delivering it to the person they're handing that gift to. People like attention. People like to feel that they're special, to be that, you know, that VIP in a store. Everyone
and if you don't do that as a small business, what's your advantage, right?
Well, I mean,
you're giving up your advantage, aren't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Between that and the social media, we have a saying in Ameri Merchant, if you don't adapt, you die.
That's exactly right. David, I need your website, please.
www.amerimerchant.com.
Amerimerchant.com. Check it out, folks. We come back. We're going to talk about capitalizing your small business, some of the ideas that David has, and some of the products and services he offers. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. So I don't have to
dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.